The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, March 11, 2022. Cuba and Chile confirmed their willingness to deepen bilateral relations, the Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez posted on Twitter. The Cuban minister added he held a meeting on Thursday with his Chilean counterpart Antonia Urrejola, to whom he reiterated his congratulations as new foreign minister. The Cuban foreign minister leads a delegation to participate in the presidential inauguration in Chile, where the president-elect Gabriel Boric will take office. Upon his arrival on Wednesday, Rodriguez reaffirmed his country's purpose of fostering the historical relations that unite our nation. Cuba reported this Friday 586 new positive cases for SARS-CoV-2, which represents an increase of 25 compared to the previous day and one deceased. Of the total number of cases closed last Thursday, 568 were contacts of confirmed cases, 9 with a source of infection abroad, and in 9 the source of infection could not be determined. The authorized officials granted 483 medical discharges for those who suffered from COVID-19, and with this recovery of nationals reached 99% of all those confirmed since the start of the pandemic. The total number of fatalities as a result of the pandemic reached 8,503. Cuba shows a lethality of 0.79%. well below the 1.34 in the world and 1.78 in the Americas, according to a comparison of the data specified by the Ministry of Health. At the Fifth Forum of Countries of Latin America and the Caribbean on Sustainable Development, Cuba denounced the intensification of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade of the United States. In a summary of the participation in this forum, organized by the Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, ECLAC, and by the pro-tempore presidency of Costa Rica, the Cuban delegation reiterated the denunciation of unprecedented tightening of the blockade imposed by Washington against the island. Likewise, Cuba explained to the countries of the region about the main progress and challenges achieved at the national level in the implementation of the 2030 agenda in the context of COVID-19. And in the international agenda, we have that Gabriel Boric assumed this Friday the presidency of Chile during a ceremony in the Hall of Honor of the National Congress in Valparaiso, where heads of state or government and delegations from various countries participated. In his 36th, the former student leader and former deputy became the youngest president in Chilean history after winning the December 19 elections as a standard bearer for the left-wing coalition I Approved Dignity. Boric replaces Sebastián Piñera, who ended his term with only 24% approval, the lowest for a government since the return to democracy in 1990. The program of the I Approve Dignity Alliance, which brought him to power, plans to strengthen the state, increase wages and pensions, improve education and health, reactivate the economy, and ensure that the growth of the gross domestic product and the fair distribution of wealth go hand in hand. Meanwhile, Belizean authorities announced their official waiver of anti-COVID-19 testing requirements for travelers fully vaccinated against the disease. According to the text, those who cannot approve vaccination or lack the medical device will continue to require a negative PCR test carried out within 72 hours prior to arrival or an antigen test carried out within 48 hours. Children 5 years or older who are not vaccinated must present a negative test. All foreign visitors must continue to purchase travel medical insurance from Belize and fill out the immigration forms provided on flights to this country, they ruled. Belize is the last Caribbean destination to waive pre-testing requirements for vaccinated travelers. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.